good morning to our conference call. I apologize for the surprise this morning, but I would like to present, in short, the first 9 months of Deutsche EuroShop, even a week earlier than originally intended. First, the portfolio news. As you know that, the construction activities in Dresden, in Frankfurt, and at the A10 Center are progressing well. The pre-letting status is fully in plan. A10 Center, we are at 90%. Altmarkt-Galerie Dresden now at 85%. Both center will open in March next year. And the Main-Taunus-Zentrum is at 70% pre-letting status. Opening is scheduled for October-November 2011. Then we acquired, effective from July 1st this year, four shareholdings in Kassel, in Wuppertal, in Dresden, in the shopping centers where we already were invested. So we now own 100% of the City Point Kassel and the City Arcaden Wuppertal, and 2/3 of the Altmarkt-Galerie Dresden now. The payment was partly in shares, partly in cash. Cash was about 6.5 million for two smaller shareholdings in Kassel and Wuppertal. And there was the remaining was paid in shares, 1.78 million shares for the 25% in Wuppertal and 17% in Dresden. So we increased the capital by 4% through these investments. On September 30, we signed the purchase agreement to buy the Bischlitz Center here in Hamburg. It is a very long-established and solid center in the east of Hamburg, originally opened in the 70s. And totally refurbished and enlarged in the 90s. Reopening was in 1996, so almost 15 years ago. The center has about 40,000 square meter retail space on two levels. That includes the Karstadt, which is owned by the High Street people. It has a very solid catchment area with about 735,000 people living in a 30 minutes drive time. The occupancy rate very stable over years at 100%, including some office space and 31 apartments. The total investment volume will be 160 million euro. That consists of a pure purchase price of 148.5 million euro, roughly 9.5 million auxiliary costs, transfer tax and stuff like that, and 4 million extraordinary maintenance costs and restructuring costs for one of the larger units where the lease contract expires next year and where a restructuring will take place. The expected annualized rents for 2011 amount to approximately 11 million euro, so that results in an expected gross yield on our investment of 6.9 million on the purchase price is about 7.4% and 6.9%, sorry. And the expected net initial yield is around 6%. The key figures, revenues, net operating income and EBIT increased by 13%. We come to that in a moment with the bridges. Just one remark to the net operating income, that is 89% of revenues, and that is more or less the same than the year before, slightly better than in 2009. EBT before valuation increased by 20%. Earnings per share were down by 17% due to the capital increases and the valuation result last year. Balance sheet total assets increased by 14%, so roughly 300 million euro to 2.4 billion. Equity increased by 12%. The equity ratio is still close to 49% with 48.6%, and the LTV ratio is also more or less unchanged with 47%. A quick view on the balance sheet. The long-term assets increased by €315 million. That is due to the A10 acquisition and the investments into Dresden and the Main-Taunus-Zentrum. The current assets decreased in turn by €16.7 million due to the investments and the dividend payment in June. So total assets increased by almost €300 million to €2.4 billion. On the other side, the total equity increased by €128 million. The group equity went up by €143 million, and due to the purchases of the Kassel and Wuppertal minorities, the minority share of the equity decreased by €15 million. Bank debt increased by €156 million, mainly due to the A10 and Dresden. All other figures are more or less unchanged. Profit and loss account. I mentioned it already, property operating and management costs stood at 11% compared to 11.3% last year, so that is in line with our general guidance. So net operating income was up 13%, almost €95 million. The corporate costs were slightly up by €500,000 for different reasons. The profit attributable to limited partners, for the first time, it went down due to the purchase of the minority shareholdings, which became effective July 1st. EBT before variation was more or less was up 20%, whereas EBT was unchanged as well as consolidated profit, but in between there was a positive valuation result last year due to the purchase of the 50% shareholding in Kassel mainly. This year it was a slight loss also due to the purchases of these minority shareholdings. So all in all, we offset paper gains of 09 cash gains to that. Let's come to the revenue bridge. The revenue effect of A10, of Kassel and Hamm, which were both restructured last year, Dresden is 17% for the third quarter, plus Kaspia, a smaller office property in Poland, which is included fully consolidated in 2010 for the first time. This effect amounts to 11.3 million in turnover, so the like-for-like rental growth was 1.9 million or 1.1%, which is the same figure than after the first two quarters. The net finance cost, the income from investments decreased slightly by €0.1 million. The interest expense increased by €2.9 million, but here we can see the effect of refinancing. The A10 interest burden amounted to €3.9 million for the loan we took up for the A10 acquisitions, and in turn we now have €1 million less in the first 9 months interest expenses due to the refinancings in Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum and Allee-Center-Hamm last year. So overall interest expenses increased only by €2.9 million. EBT bridge, the valuation result, €7.6 million. I mentioned it already last year, the Karstadt shareholding in Kassel resulted in a gain, whereas this year the 10% in Kassel, the 17% in Dresden, and the 28% in Wuppertal resulted in a slight loss of €670 million, book loss on that. So the difference is 7.6 million. The like-for-like increase on EBT level amounts to 7.7 million, 17% operating profit increase. Profit bridge, the effect of the valuation after taxes, 6.3 million. So after taxes, the operating profit increased by 16% or €6.1 million to €38.3 million. Due to the development in the first 9 months, we can adjust our forecast slightly upwards. On the revenue and EBIT level, we increased the guidance by €2 million, on EBT level by 5%, and we also announced that we think to raise the dividend for 2010 from €1.05 to €1.10 due to the good results. This morning, we also announced the third capital increase in 2010 and the second rights issue in 2010. Our shareholders will be able to buy one new share for 8 old shares at a price of €23, and the subscription period starts on Monday and ends on the 22nd of November. It's a shareholders only rights issue, as we did that in January. We expect gross proceeds of €132 million. The new shares will be entitled to the full dividend for 2010, although these €132 million won't contribute to earnings this year and only from January onwards. The structure is definitely the same as in January, so no trading of the subscription rights and for shareholders only. That's in short my report. I'm happy to answer your questions now, but I would welcome very much if you don't raise too many questions, which I am not allowed for legal reasons to answer in a way you're used to. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. And we take our first question from Michel de Jong with ABN AMRO. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Michel de Jong speaking, ABN AMRO. I have a small question about the rights issue. Are the rights offered to U.S. investors? As you said, it's equal to January. I assume not.
Well, because of legal requirements, we are unable to provide further information on that point.
Okay, thank you very much. Then on your raised guidance, does that include the new shares?
No, because they won't be included, only slightly included, if you go down to EPS. Yes, that has an effect, but
sure.
We don't have any EPS guidance on that, so the absolute numbers won't change through the capital increase.
Okay. And then you say the capital increase is also used for other acquisitions.
Right.
But at the acquisition of the Bielstedt Center, you indicated you are aiming for another center which is over €200 million in acquisition price. But assuming that you use €80 million for the Bielstedt Center and applying 50% leverage, I can't come up to the €200 million other investment, or it must be a highly leveraged one.
No. Well, these €200 million acquisitions you are referring to is the probability has gone down slightly in the last 2 weeks. We don't get along currently with the pricing, but that does not mean that it is sold to somebody else so far. But there are other things now on our table, so we have different ideas what we can do with the difference of that capital increase. We will use it within the next weeks and month for sure, and that's why we decided to do it now, the rights issue and refinance Bielstedt. And in addition, you have to consider we don't have any use of our credit line, so we have got enough opportunity for additional acquisitions if they come on the table. And €80 million as a capital increase amount, we thought was not worthwhile to do. That's why we increased it a little to have at least for one more shopping center space.
All right. So how much is your total war chest right now?
That should be, if that capital increase goes through, that should be around €400 million. Then.
All right. Thank you very much. Those were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Now our next question comes from Thomas van Bemey with Kempen. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. One question from my side. Could you give us some indication on the like-for-like tenant turnover figures in your centers?
No, I can't yet. That is something that is an information we don't have yet. Next week we would have it, but today we don't have it yet. It comes beginning next week, these information. We don't have any idea about the turnover development of our tenants.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. And our next question comes from George Kanders with West LB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this question refers to it a little bit.
Sorry for that.
In your forecast, are there any turnover rents included?
Yes, of course. There are turnover rents included, and they are more or less on the level, the absolute amount more or less on the level from last year, so something 2 million euros. That is unchanged.
Okay.
The one thing has nothing to do with the other side, that we don't have the precise figures for the third quarter because we have the figures for the first 6 months. So there was a calculation whether we will achieve that or not. These turnover rents.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. And our next question comes from Burkhard Patzke with Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. And just two small questions. I understand that you are currently in a negotiation for further deals. Therefore, you can't say too much here. But could you still give us some kind of indication for which yield levels you are looking and what you are currently discussing? That would be the first part of my question. And second part is also, again, on turnover rents. Given that you factored in last turnover rent on last year level, which was a historically low one, could you just confirm that it seems to be a fair assumption that given current robust retail environment, that some higher turnover rent seems to be a likely scenario?
So as far as yields are concerned, we are thinking on the same level than the last acquisition. So something we would love to see a six, but it could be also slightly below that. That is the answer to the yield and to the turnover rent. This is again, unfortunately, it's not a mechanism that if turnover increases, automatically the turnover rent increases, because it always depends on whether those tenants that already have or trade on a level where they pay turnover rent have this additional turnover increase, or if that refers to other tenants which don't pay yet any turnover rent. So this mechanism doesn't work. That's why I can't confirm your assumption. That might be the case, but it's not necessarily the case.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. And our next question comes from Sven Jansen with Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Just a quick question. Could you run through your acquisition criteria again? Basically, what criteria must be met for you to acquire a shopping center? Thank you.
Oh, I'm a little surprised about that question because, I mean, we talk about that for 10 years and that has unchanged. We're looking for shopping centers. Generally, at least at 25 to 30,000 square meter, not more than three levels of trading in good catchment areas at bargain prices.
And also outside Germany?
And also outside Germany, but only in the markets we're already in.
Right. Okay, and would you consider increasing the turnover linked rents, basically the variable rent? Would you consider doing that?
Well, generally speaking, we always try to get as much turnover rent, but without being that flexible on the base rent.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question comes from Jochen Noffenberger with Equinet. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Hi, I have just one question regarding the rental contracts which are expiring, for example, in Wolfsburg and in Wuppertal.
Mm-hmm.
Are you already in negotiations to prolong them? And additionally, should we expect rent increases there?
As far as Wolfsburg and Wuppertal are concerned, indeed they are. They work on that, and my guess is that they are above 50% already. That more than 50% of the lease contracts that expire next year are already prolonged. It is work in progress. So I don't have an actual number. And from the budget in total, it is on the rental side a slight plus, but on the NOI level, it's a little bit more. But we are not talking about huge amounts. But we don't have to invest much money. So there is no dramatic extraordinary increase in rents. It's a slight increase.
Okay, slight increase means 2-3%?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And as we have no further questions in the queue, that will conclude today's question and answer session. I would now like to turn the call back over to Mr. Berger for any additional or closing remarks.
Yes, thank you very much for your questions and for your interest, and have a nice day. Goodbye.